Boom. Welcome back.
Oh, I need this closer to me.
No. Yeah, bro.
Bring it closer.
But
no, be how comfortable how you'll be comfortable, innit?
Like this. Yeah, come.
Alright, cool. Belongs to you. Bring the mic a bit thing though.
Bro, yeah, it feels mad far. Oh, it does that.
Yeah, it moves.
Okay.
Right, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, man?
You know what episode number this is?
That's a good question. Hey, yo.
Yeah, I don't know, but fuck it. We're here in the Apes on Tapes. I'm back, Ludo, face of the franchise, Chino.
Get me, obviously. Yeah, man. One and only.
Got a guest.
Cleon.
Introduce yourself.
Cleon.
Cleon. You went to school with Alex, I believe.
I went to school with Alex.
Yeah. Alex is not here. Alex is in Jamaica.
The boy called me at... He didn't even call me. He messaged me at 7. Yeah, said, yo, I need you to come do this pod with these man. I thought I was going to be a mediator between you, man, because you, man, are the most reckless.
For one, I can't be managed. You're gonna join in.
Okay.
Alex ain't here. Atlas ain't here as well. So it's us three.
It's
a replacement.
Welcome, bro, man. Welcome, serious bro. Bad
it's
gang.
Bear with, yeah, because I've never actually spoken to you, man, ever.
Oh yeah.
I listen heavy, you know, that sort of thing. So.
Hey, love, man. I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate every single one of you listeners out there. You guys too.
It
could be you.
How's your guys' weekend that been?
Do you know what? It's been all right, man. It's been a stressful week, but we alive, we good. Jeremy, like, I'm here, getting to talk to my guys, so I can't complain.
How about you, Cleon? What's going on with you?
My birthday 2 days ago.
What'd you do?
Oh, word.
But you see, when you hit 28, I'm telling you, it's just, you appreciate the little things, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So I went and went gym, go work, come back, order a takeaway, bro. I was just looking forward to the pad thai that, I don't know. It's just the age that you get and you just go sleep, innit, bro? What?
Plus, you're on a weekday as well, innit?
Yeah, come
on. You know, Asia. Yeah. I respect obviously the takeaway thing, but I'm not a big fan of pad thais, you know.
Nah.
I don't fuck with pad thais.
So then,
yeah, man.
I'm going to Thailand in like a month.
You go to Thailand?
Yeah, go to
Bangkok.
Thailand.
You gonna go to Bangkok, innit?
I mean, man. Just for a day, innit?
No, but you won't go to Bangkok.
wait, why'd you say it like that? We weren't even suspicious.
No, but broski, I feel.
No, but we weren't even suspicious yet. We weren't even suspicious.
I thought you were trying to mention the lady boys and them things.
You try like skirt around it, bro. You're going to Bangkok, right?
I'm going Bangkok, but that's where we land, innit? And we're there for it.
No, but why you explaining?
This man can't set me up, bro.
Okay. Yeah.
Why you explaining?
You land in Bangkok, right?
Yeah.
You're here for a day. Are you going to go see the sights, see what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, cool.
I might see the strip.
Oh, the strip.
Okay,
you see the strip.
Okay.
You know what goes on in the strip?
Brother, you're a Jew.
You know what goes on in the strip?
Hey, yo.
They say in Thailand, if you go to Thailand, you'll fuck a lady boy. It's like going to Turkey and having kebab.
Facts. He's like, did you really go?
So are you prepared to do that?
Broski.
No. Ah, he is, man.
He said he's going to Bangkok, so we know.
No, fair enough.
Would you man go?
Go to Thailand, not Bangkok.
Catch me, what is it? Is it Phuket? Phuket?
Yeah,
catch me over there, man.
Yeah, in Phuket.
Catch me over there,
bro. How long have you been in Thailand for?
Chiang Mai and that.
We're going for like 2 weeks.
You going with?
Yeah, just like 10 of us, innit? My boy's out there now, and he's been like traveling about for like quite a while, so we're just going to go like,
visit, meet him up and
see what I'm going, go through the islands, whatever. I don't know how many black people are out there, though. That's the one thing I'm scared of.
I think there's a decent amount now. Especially Americans.
Because it's close to Bali and that, or Bali's wherever.
Especially Americans and that, man. A lot of people are thinking of moving over to that side of...
You know, a lot of people do that, you know. But obviously Bali, especially, because it's much cheaper.
So much cheaper.
But it's kind of fucking up the thing, because say you move there with your like American or UK salary, it raises the price for all the people who can't afford to live.
Exactly.
So it kind of pushes them out.
Exactly, bro.
I was looking at all the hotels there and shit.
Cheap as well.
Mad cheap, bro. Yeah. Like £15, £30.
And it'll be nice hotels, nice 4 or 5 stars hotels and that.
Yeah.
Food would be cheap as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But the thing is, just because you're going to Bangkok and that, you know what you got to do.
What, Bangkok?
Hey, you said it, not me, mate.
Bro, I wish I had tomatoes on me, bro. I wish. I would have thrown them at you, blood. My God.
Get the hell out of here.
Bro, I would have booed you, bro.
Look.
No, that's cool, though. What? Cause you got
that's a dad joke, bro. I'm getting to that age.
You're getting old, bro.
Yeah, come on.
Load them up. Because you're going to Thailand and whatnot. Obviously, you said you're worried about being black people in there. But you're going to have like, a lot of black people yourself, right? Are you going to have a lot of black friends or like white friends, a mixer group?
No, I think I'm probably the only black one out of my lot. We're like mixed though, innit? Like black, Asian, white.
You said only black person are your lot. So it can't be mixed.
Yeah, but niggas ain't. It's a techie situation. Like,
as a techie, you one black, nine white.
One guy, basically a couple of men just missed out. Do you get what I mean? Because they ain't put the payment down.
No, so they ain't gonna get into that, but I'm just saying like the demographic of the 10, is it one black and one, nine white?
Yeah, so I'm token black man.
Damn, you're really talking.
Like, mm-hmm.
How'd you like?
What's that?
How'd you mean nine white guys? Like, how's that?
Nah, it's mainly like Asian dons.
Okay.
North London, like.
Okay.
Where you man from?
East.
I'm from East, yeah.
East.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, I got a lot of white friends and whatnot, but I'm not going on holiday for all of them by myself.
Bro, imagine having a friendship group just full of white guys.
Yeah,
that'd
bro.
Be jokes, bro.
Actually, I do have that.
Really?
But I'm not going on holiday just me by myself with them. The optics is crazy. The optics is crazy.
Nah, they're the homies, though, man. They come.
Nah,
the,
wait.
The lads, let's not. That's an appropriate term.
Yeah, the lads, get me.
Nah, you know, yeah, you might from East London, though. I'm surprised, though. You might should know that. You fat, you watch, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, we got loads of people. I'm saying, I'm not going to holiday. I'm the only black person. That's what I'm saying. That's what it is, bro. But again, some topics.
Do you know what? Yeah, do you know?
You know, see, being on white, being on black guy, what about some top five racial slurs?
Right, that was smooth.
Yeah, yeah. you know, love the segment, mate. You know, one slur I heard of
Alex
crazy.
Mentioned one. Yeah. He said it's like moon cricket.
That's it, I was gonna say that
moon cricket is crazy.
Moon cricket was on there.
Moon cricket is
there's
crazy.
Another one I've heard. I don't know, I watched a TV show, June Coon.
June Coon, yeah. Okay.
June, like a June.
What's that?
Like sand in that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah
June
yeah.
Coon.
June, as in, oh, yeah, like wait, June. It's
you know the movie. You know the movie. June?
Yeah, I know June, what you mean. June. I know what you mean. But
so
like,
that means that
who's that
well,
like for?
Like Arab, basically. Arab.
Damn. Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant like a beach nigga or something.
No.
I don't want to.
Also
shit.
That one,
okay.
Jigaboo.
Jigaboo, I love. Okay, yeah. I don't love, but. wait.
You love racial slurs.
Wait. That's not what I meant. I was like, it just rolls off the tongue, man. It's like Jungle Bunny or like Spear Chucker, yeah? Or
no, Spear called... Chucker is a violation. Like,
Knuckle Dragger, yeah. That one's personal.
Knuckle Dragger.
That one's personal. That one's personal. That's proper personal, that one.
Because that one you can imagine, innit? Just a man just walking like one caveman.
Do you know what I mean? Doing this. APR, that's a, that was personal. That one was personal. Yeah,
oh, so you got to put like the classics, Honkies, in there. Honkies.
Honkies, yeah.
Is Honkies a black? Slur?
Yeah, honky.
I thought it was
No, it's not black. It's for white people.
Yes, yeah, it's for white people. It's a racial slur.
Like, you honky tongue.
Yeah, you honky.
Yeah.
Yo, did you
another
ever
one.
Watch...
Cracker.
Yeah.
Cracker.
Did you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, watch it.
You see what they call the Mexican guys in there?
Oh, wetbacks.
Bro, what?
Crazy.
Yeah. Why? It doesn't even make sense to me.
The thing is, yeah, I think people are most like creative in terms of like, slurs and like insults when it comes to racism, you know?
Oh, easily.
How do you ever get wetback from?
That's
how did that come from,
bro? Like, bro,
Mexicans, do they like live in a sea or some shit?
No, it's because a lot of Mexican people are usually quite hairy. Yeah, hair on your back, you're just gonna sweat.
I didn't even know that.
Bro, you just made that up.
I didn't. You were thinking
about that one for a hot. You were cooking that one in your head.
What?
You were cooking that one.
I never heard that. I literally thought it had to do like living near the sea and that being like.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because when you think Mexican, I think like sombrero. You know what I'm saying? Like Pablo Escobar, the fucking mustache.
But that's hairy though. But
wait, are you picturing the poncho, the whole thing?
I'm thinking this.
No, what? You think the average Mexican running through the streets?
Hey, okay.
Oh my god.
I'm thinking that, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm thinking with the curry with poncho on a random day, bro.
Bro!
I'm working a council. Hey, Jose! Have you read a report yet?
Your dad comes over and he hangs up his poncho. You're not, hey, you're insane.
That's crazy.
You're dumb.
I don't think that's the same for wetback, though. I don't think that's that, man. It's got to be something else, man.
Maybe. I don't know, man.
You just made it up. I think you just made it up.
No, he was right. I was cooking this up.
I've heard the term wetback 100%.
No, he was right. I was cooking this up for time, man. I made the thingy, bro. I made the connection, get me? In my mind.
Read your play.
In my mind, get me?
No.
I read the schematic, blood.
I'm Googling that because I'm...
No, Google it. I'm interested.
Wetback origin, bro.
I think that was a really, really good, like, what's that free code?
Education. It's because they crossed the border by swimming.
Oh, you see, yeah, you're right. Sorry, man. I was wrong.
What the hell was you on about?
I don't know. I was wrong, man. We were wrong in this life sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure we're wrong.
You're wrong in this
life. But it's good to be wrong when it comes to racism.
I just deep.
Exactly. It's what? Good to
so
be wrong.
From swimming, crossing borders.
Yeah. So they got a wet back. Again,
where did you go?
Yeah, like,
that's what I'm saying.
What angle did you come from?
Do you know what? I made the connection. The question was wrong, bro. That's what it is.
I thought you got it from like son of
That's what. That's what I was doing. That's what I got it from.
Yeah, you got the term. Obviously, because I said it, but.
Yeah.
But the meaning. I thought you got it from there.
Hey, man. We make mistakes, bro. You're right, man.
Yeah.
I put that from the air, mate.
Nah, we forgive you.
Nah.
You said you're changing, innit? I believe you.
I'm like, I'm gonna come out. No, come over. Apology. Sorry to the Mexican community.
Yo, I'll bring the notes. I'll bring the notespad out, bro. Don't worry, racial slurs. I'll bring the notepad out.
Can I ask a genuine question? Yeah. Why they call you Cheeksy?
Oh, because you're Cheeksy.
Because it's not. Because there used to be a rumor.
Right.
Yeah, there used to be a rumor before that them man made up that all of a sudden I'm Cheeksy Bear. Like, it's not true, bro. It's not a rumor.
You forget, I know you.
It's not true, bro. It's not true. Listen, don't believe them, man. It's not true. Yeah, it's not true.
I know.
Thing is, I know this guy, so it's not a rumor. It's fact.
The man's calling you Cheeksy.
Once upon a time, this man was getting Cheeksy.
It was a long time ago, man. I'm different.
Now,
man.
not so much. No. But once upon a time,
I'm different.
Getting
cheeksy. I had a friend here. I had like one or two friends, and that was it, bro. The blown out of proportion, truth be told, innit? Yeah. Blown out of proportion.
Nah, but the name Cheeksy Chino, when that reigns through internationally, and people hear that, yeah.
It's that alliteration, bro. You know, that CC.
Right,
bro.
Do you know why? If it proper made me mad, because usually when I do stuff like this.
You did years.
When I do stuff like this, usually I'm like, oh, whatever, I laugh at. It caught on straight away. That's why my head was hot, bro. Yeah. It caught on. From the first day they made it caught on from then, you know.
Is that double C, Cheeksy? Cheeksy Chino.
I had people I don't know.
When I seen you outside, I swear I was gonna be like Cheeksy on my life.
I remember the first time I was on a motive,
a couple while back, a year or two back, yeah. Also it was in like some private section, innit? Everyone started going Cheeksy Chino.
In front of the hoes as well. Ah, bro, it was the worst thing.
Their head was gone.
In front of the hoes, bro. Oh, man.
It's cheesy in there, man.
Bro. In front of the hoes.
Speaking of hoes,
is it rude to take a girl on a date that you've been with someone else?
That's a good question.
It's not rude, you know, because you're going to recycle a good spot. If it's a good spot, good drinks, good food, why am I not going to take the same another girl because I've been there with you?
No, but like...
Especially if that situation's ended.
No, but the question is to tell her, though, isn't it?
I've been with someone else before.
Yeah, no, to tell her that, you're taking someone else out. Let's say you're talking to two girls. Yeah.
Okay, I think that's unnecessary info. Yeah, that's unnecessary info.
I think it's oversharing.
Oversharing, and I think that's a bit like a digger thing because I wouldn't want a girl do that to me.
Exactly. Why would that? Some people live like that, man. I wouldn't. I couldn't.
If you're
interested in a girl,
but
you're also like dating like actively or whatever, you're speaking to this girl every day and all of a sudden you tell her, oh, I'm busy today.
Yeah.
And then she goes, why? And then you're like, oh yeah, sorry, I'm going out on a date.
See, that's crazy.
I've had girls say that though, legit.
Yeah, like, I don't think you don't respect me.
I've had girls say that.
Respect me enough to lie or make up an offense.
Nah, like, if you know, that she likes you, and you say that, then maybe, I don't know.
Then maybe you don't know what? You're just a horrible person, bro. Just a bad person.
Sometimes telling the truth ain't the best.
It's not at all. I'm a firm believer in lying sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta lie.
Lying be fun, bro.
Huh? Can you expand on that, bro?
I agree.
Wait.
Huh? Can you expand on that?
I don't lie, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
But also, back to another point, though. With obviously taking a girl there, if the place is a good drink, good food, good prices, bro, I'm recycling that place.
Oh, bro!
I be going there so much, the wait is not my name. Same thing, garçon.
Mums. Listen, there's a spot I have here. I still have the loyalty card. I've got like £25 left on it.
That's like one more date.
It's a local like arcade place. Listen.
Oh, wait, speaking.
Hey, listen.
I was going to say, speaking of dates, you man do anything for that Valentine's Day or no?
Nah.
Cause that.
Did you?
Hell no. I was just wondering, innit?
Nah, man.
I was just wondering.
Valentine's on a weekday anyway.
Valentine's.
I can't do much anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Bro, facts, bro. I was inside, man.
What's the like maddest thing that you've probably done like on a Valentine's Day?
Not much. I'm not. You know what it is, yeah?
Like the maddest place that, you know, like, go all out for.
I've not done anything crazy all out. Most I do is like go out, eat food or whatnot, drinks.
Yeah,
nothing too. I ain't done anything too crazy yet.
Yeah.
Or usually a lot of times, like, my relationship break down before Valentine's. So I ain't gonna do nothing. Oh, I was playing something big.
Yeah.
Oh!
I was playing something big.
Yeah, don't worry. It's gonna be massive. Yeah, the end of my relationship.
We're going to have a bangle, right? The way she shake out, usually I'm not seeing or talking to anyone to do anything big on Valentine's.
I haven't done anything big. I've done the normal stuff, I think. The normal stuff.
Normal stuff. Obviously, you get a little presents here and there, go out, food and drink. Have you done anything big, crazy?
Nah, not even like big crazy.
I've never done the, you know, the
You see celebrities and, you know, and all these influencers, whatever, like
the flowers on the hotel,
open the hotel room.
But the rose petals
on the floor, balloons everywhere. I'm just like, rah.
This is why I say I'm a miserable
guy.
You know, I never did that.
You know, I never did it as well. I got PTSD. I remember back in secondary school, I had to do work experience at a hotel.
Yo!
So
listen to this.
And I was there, obviously, I was there during the period of, obviously, my work experience, you know, for 2 weeks, innit? I was there in February, so I was there during Valentine's. What, obviously, the work experience I did, I had to work at from literally every single day or different days. I'd work at every different stage of the hotel, right? So I worked from, like, down to the bottom all the way up to, like, CEO level, doing different things. She mentoring and shadowing. On the day after Valentine's Day, I was hoping people, I was helping the person clean the hotel rooms. Go to one hotel, see the, all the petals and that, flowers and that. Guess what I see?
Yeah.
Fucking used condom.
Yep, yep, I can imagine.
And the lady always to pick it up. I'm like, bro, are you crazy? I'll go back. I'll go home right now, you know. Go around the corner. Cheek.
Nah, you was hating, man. Bro, help her pick her up, man.
Pick up a used condom. Crazy.
You was hating, man. You should be happier. You should be happier a nigga was in there getting some box, bro. You should be happy about that.
Nigga. A nigga that I don't know.
Solidarity, bro.
What that nigga, man.
He's rapping. There was some real cheeks in this room, bro.
You bet nothing down on the bed of that as well, bro. I'm like, the most I'm going to help you do is, yeah, is help pick up the petals on the floor, bro.
Night everywhere.
You better know deep in it. It was night everywhere, bro. You know what I'm saying? You can go crazy. You know that man.
And then you walk in and slide.
Yeah, bro. Those real strokes going on in that room, bro.
Literally, two, three used condoms. I'm like, bro.
Two, three
used condoms, like, in different places.
Yo, he was in there going crazy.
You might never hear that story.
You know, you go to a hotel, like, you go nut on a TV you wanted to.
Yeah, I was in there going, he's in there going nuts.
Bro, like, nah.
Three of them. Bro. That's crazy.
So he's saying, ever since then, just flowers just jar you.
Yeah. Flowers and petals on the floor, they jar me, bro. Give you, like, PTSD and
that. Yeah, but hear about the story when, apparently there was some billionaire and he was just bringing through, like, prostitutes to his, like,
what I'll do if I was a billionaire
to his fucking ensuite or whatever.
Real.
And like, cause he was making peas or whatever, the maids knew that billionaires live in here. Yeah. So then they take his condoms and then refrigerate them.
Oh yeah.
Hopes I have a baby, like, yeah, later on. To trap. Bruv, yeah. I'm telling you, bruv, women are evil, G. But at the same time, get how you live, innit?
Like, that's what you hear about the story of, apparently a girl tried to do that to Drake.
Yeah.
Really?
But assuming that Drake, what he does after he beats, I don't know if it's true or not, but you hear about it. Like, he put, like, pepper sauce in the condom, innit?
Yeah.
Hot sauce, innit?
Yeah.
Apparently kills the sperm. Oh, the girl tried to put up a finger. She tried to sue him, like, for... Bitch, you tried to trap me.
Yeah, she must have been burning.
Yeah, she was burning. That's what she tried to sue him for, like...
No, you see condoms, aren't they lined with spermicide anyway? Because there's a
thing. Sperm. Who sperm would it be lined with, bro?
Did I say sperm? Spermicide.
Spermicide.
You said sperm, bro.
I said spermicide.
Oh, I don't, wait, spermicide.
Yeah.
If that is true, that makes sense.
Wait, but the thing is, I don't know about that, because a lot of people that get kids pregnant from, like, broken condoms. Wouldn't the spermicide break that?
No, because, like, obviously the condom's broken, so there's no barrier to even, like, catch the sperm.
So you said the spermicide's on the tip.
Like, it's inside, on the inside of the condom, innit? Like, just lined on the inside. It's like liquid. It's liquid, innit?
I think that's lube. If it's lined on the inside, how would a nut make the person pregnant then?
I don't know. If the condom already broke and you nutted, and, like, you've come out of the condom and nutted.
No, you don't come out of the condom. Say the condom, like, ripped on the side, right?
Oh, wait. This is a specific diagram. Scenario. This is mad specific, actually.
Right.
A tiny rip? No. Elaborate. A tiny rip.
I've not used a condom since the London Olympics.
Okay. All right, bro. I'm even just asking. I thought they were. I'm actually just asking.
I thought it was lube.
That's crazy. I mean, if there's nothing, there's no safeguard in it. But also, I know, though.
It's just a piece of plastic. But I only think as well, who was smart enough to make a condom? Because apparently condoms go back, like, 100 plus years. Yeah, you know, like, whole skin or, like...
Like intestines or something.
Let me protect myself. Let me put, like, a bit on my meat.
That's what I'm telling you.
Let me put meat on my meat.
1,500 years ago, bro, these women were trifling, bro. Like, they were still trifling.
But yeah, bro. Back in the day, a lot of people carrying the craziest STDs, you know? So a man said, let me put meat on my meat just to protect myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Night stays in Jamaica.
My what'd you say?
No, I'm Jamaican.
Do you know what? My flatmate told me something, and I didn't know. There's a pill that, like, if you take it within 72 hours, like, you and you suspect you have HIV, like, you're within 72 hours.
What?
There's a pill. There's actually a pill.
That one's unbelievable.
But no, it's real. No, but this one's actually real. But the thing is, it's like, my thing is, I just didn't know that you could just get it on, like, you know, prescription, or you can just go get it.
Yeah.
Bro, one of our flatmates, the guy had it, you know? Guy just had it.
Just in case?
No, the guy goes, he wants to pop it just in case.
Oh, okay.
Every single time. I was like,
but when I fuck up it inside as well, like, that's like a strong drug, because HIV is a strong.
It's a strong thing. I don't.
Strong,
bro.
Disease or whatever.
I don't know the stipulations or whatnot, yeah, but it's like, he was taking. He's saying it as if this is his version of Plan B for himself. So just in case, whatever she's lying to you, I'm just gonna take it after every time I clap.
But I think I'll mess you up. Like,
I that. Think long term, man.
Yeah.
It's bothering me that this is so available anyway. That's what this is bothering
What's
me about. I forget this name. You know, I'll send you the pack. I'll send you the pack.
Yeah, but he's going too crazy. Because you think someone suspected of HIV, bro? Don't even play like that.
The big H is crazy.
Bro,
your life is finished.
Bro, having a woman in your room, the big H is crazy.
Because once you find out, bro, you're staring out the window for like 42 hours. Bro.
Jumping out the window. Yeah, no, staring. I'm jumping.
Like, fuck it, bro. Hey, yo, do you lot have like favorite date spots around London? Do you lot have that? No, do you have any that come to mind?
Recently, I went to Fazenda. Fazenda? It's in Liverpool Street. It's like a Argentinian steak kind of place. They you pay like £50,
yeah,
and then they give you like 12 cuts of meat, like chicken, different cuts of steak, and they just bring it round, innit, and just like, cut it on a fucking.
Oh, like Rodizio.
Okay.
Yeah.
But inside, the interior is sexy, bro. It's like, it's all like dark. Fucking orange accents, like I can't even explain.
That sounds actually kind of nice, but taking a woman out for straight meat, yeah, that's crazy foreshadowing.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You go.
That's crazy foreshadowing.
Crazy foreshadowing.
She be choking on her mind, bro.
Yeah, yo.
But as I was saying, have you got like drinks in that, or is it just more like just meat?
I love setting my. It's my first time here, bro.
Hey. You know what happens.
Nah. If you have a steak, but it's a red wine thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of red wine, you know?
Really?
I've never been into it.
Nah, I think it's an acquired taste, bro. It's an acquired taste, I think.
White wine and rosé, yeah, I can do that, but red wine, just
it's an acquired
taste. I know you're maturing, G.
It's an acquired taste. I didn't like it.
I'm not mature enough yet.
Because I didn't like it to begin with either. Like, you gradually get used to it. It's an acquired taste, for sure. You have to keep forcing it. It's a bit jarring, isn't
it? You get it.
I don't know. I don't do that. Okay. Bro, you can't be serious. No, but hand to God, yeah. Hand to God, if I'm out with a woman, yeah, I would do it. On a date, I'll do it.
Do what?
I'll do that. When a guy comes over, yeah, I'll like, smell it, have a little taste, I'll swell it. I'll do all that.
You're a fraud, bro. Yeah, this is that 942 Leon.
You don't know where Leon is, bro.
No, you are a fraud.
No!
Like, no, it's from Tesco's. You're not slick, nigga.
Nah, man. Nah, yeah, just
the babes.
Man.
I hear it. Nah,
you
I hear
know
it.
What? There's certain
but that's,
things.
That's a skill, though. It's a skill to like know your wine and
some whatnot. Little things.
That's an alcoholic.
That if you go out, you gotta be.
No, some people like you can taste it. They know like the year and whatnot. I think they're sommeliers, right?
Sommeliers.
Yeah, they know the year, the time.
Oh, but
that's classy.
There's rarely anyone that ever gets to sommeliers level, bro. That's actually a crazy palate.
You know how much you got to drink to do that?
Yes.
Exactly, bro.
It's crazy, isn't it?
You gotta drink a lot. And the thing as well, yeah, because wine, you say you drink, the older, the better it is, isn't it? Yeah, man, it all tastes the same.
Yeah, low key, bro. It's
not obviously, I've not got the, what's it called?
The tongue, bro.
Educated tongue.
Yeah, me neither. I know what you mean, innit? I know what you mean, to be fair.
Let's pause.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There's certain ones that I like, innit? Yeah, like, if we're going for, quick tip, yeah? Just little things, yeah? You take her out, okay, a rosé. You might not even know whatever is called in it, the different sections. Just be like, I want something sweet and dry. Yeah, crisp, sweet and dry. Describe it like that every single time.
Yeah.
She's going to feel like you know what you're talking about. You don't. You have no idea. You got no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, yeah. White wine. Oh, I prefer a crisp Pinot, you know, a deep Pinot sometimes. Mm. Or, but today, I feel like
that's
a Chardonnay.
Crazy. Deep Pinot.
Hey, yo! Hey. It's the word, though. It's Pinot Grigio, isn't it? Yeah.
I ain't using that
Pinot
word.
Grigio.
Pinot Grigio.
Okay, just say it like a Chardonnay and be done. She's going to feel like you know what you're talking about again. You don't. You've never tried a Chardonnay in your life. Nah. You have no idea. Yeah?
We want a deep, sweet, and dry.
What?
What is it again? Crisp,
sweet, and dry.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, done.
Crisp, sweet, and dry.
Okay, like, me and Lady got crisp, sweet, and dry.
Yeah, done. But that's like, that's, yeah. Yeah, you said that, it covers everything, innit?
The bill's crazy. I'm Munzo, you're like, bro. Give me the difference.
No, no, wait, ask for the house wine. No, no, yeah, ask for the house wine as well. You know what? If that's the problem, just ask for the house wine. Be done.
You know what? You ain't even looking at the menu properly. Yeah. All of them are saying the same.
Bro, £60 a glass. Hold on.
Let's say, all right, let me just get the house wine. House wine costing £126, bro.
You ever been to a place and like you think, oh, this is nice. Then they bring you the menu. Be like, rah, this place is nice. Yeah. Like you see the prices. Be like, rare. Like,
you know what place is expensive? When the prices are even on show.
Yeah, I hate that.
Especially no places, but like, bro, I'm trying to like calculate my head.
It's either that, yeah, or like you go somewhere and the prices are next to it, but there's no pound sign next to it.
Yeah, so it's actually a sec.
Yeah. Wait, are you telling
what
me?
Is this?
Wait. Well, hold on. A 16-ounce steak, 40. What is that? Measurement?
Yeah.
Well, what? It's 40 pounds. What? It's 40 pound. Rare. Okay. That cut, bruv, is horrible, bro. It's horrible, man. Yeah,
you there, bro. Catch you about to pay your, you know, your house beating. I might not have enough.
Women don't know this feeling, bro. They don't know. You don't know the feeling of you. Bro, like this.
The thing, bro. Like.
Bro, women don't know, man. They don't know the feel of opening up the menu and seeing like a £16 a glass for fucking wine.
Calculating your heart is beating, bro.
How hungry is she, really?
Yeah. No, but rules. Wait. No. Wait.
How hungry are you?
Yeah. Are you thirsty? How thirsty are you, though, man?
I've got a few points in me.
Yeah. Oh, babe, don't worry. I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry. You go on. I'm not hungry.
Both of us.
Bro,
I'll get my D's after.
Yeah, for real.
No, but the thing is, some of these uptown places, yeah, a lot of times when I go, yeah, I end up ordering food after because I don't like full up.
The portions are never that great, to be fair. You always have to order more. Like, it's not.
Like getting order more, the bill be crazy, bro.
It's never really worth it for me, man. In my opinion, you know, it's never really worth it, bro, man.
Yeah, I've never been a big, like, you know, go to these uptown places to eat and that, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like girls don't even know where they're going, like, half the time, innit? You just gotta be expected to know these places, like.
They know, serial daters.
They've been everywhere, bro. Everywhere in Kensington.
There's girls that don't live in London, yeah, that can guide you around Central.
Yeah, better than you. Yeah,
better than you do, mums, bro. Like, it is
Tinder swindlers. Uptown.
What'd you call them?
Tinder swindlers, bro.
Man, professional day.
Yeah,
how you can, bro. Professional days, bro. If you can get, you know, a free meal. Good company.
What's the most you lot have spent with one woman in a night, like a date type of situation?
Full on date, like all things included.
Do you know what? Yeah. I tell you what. Let's even include. Let's say like. Let's say like you stayed over.
Couple bills.
Same, you know. What are you saying?
50.
You're lying, bro.
There's no way.
Nah.
I don't mind spending
because
loads
do you
well.
Know what it is?
But I'm not spending on loads of it.
Like my dating situations have been more like girls have just stayed with me. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like it's what I'm spending over time as opposed to like just like.
Oh, you're a real lover or what? Like what? Guys are real lover, blood.
Guys
are real lover, blood.
In a relationship right now?
Nah. I broke up with my girl like August.
Damn, bro.
Are you over her yet?
Yeah.
Huh? Are you over it or not?
It took time, bro.
How long were you with her?
I was like, not even that long, really. We started dating in like January.
Oh, so. That was like
but things happen in that time.
Yeah, of course, man. Of course, man.
I thought like you might say like a couple years.
Nah. It's like,
where'd you guys break up?
Why?
Yeah. What'd you do?
I'll be real, I think in relationships, I'm too laid back. And this girl was like, I don't know if she watched this.
She wouldn't.
She won't.
Yeah, she won't.
Yeah, apes on tapes.
Exactly. If your girl watches this, be a fucking lady.
Be a fucking lady if your girl watches this.
Nah.
We love you same way, though.
Yeah, farms, man. We love you all, man. All seven of you, bro.
Don't worry, man. Shout out Congo. Why we break up? Yeah, no, like, my communication piss poor, bro.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Honestly, like, and I don't take shit as intensely as like she did, innit? Mm-hmm. So she wanted like the dates and the flowers. She was bare comparing herself to other girls on Instagram and shit, innit? But I'm just way too.
I'm not surprised you said £50, bruv. Of course, bruv. You were spending shit on her, bruv. And you're literally the way you're now. I'm looking at you. Obviously, I don't know. I know you now, but I'll think you're high. So I get what she's coming from. Yeah, I'm cool, man. Yeah, I was out today, babe. Babe, we're cool here, you know. That's the vibe you want.
No, but low key,
I don't blame her.
We're all everyone.
I'm on the guy's side, even the guy's wrong.
Well, on that, yeah. You just teaming up. Hey, hold on, what's going on?
Sorry, bro. You thought this was a safe space? It's not.
Yeah, and I'm just too relaxed.
But did you learn anything from that situation, though?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, but yeah, going 100%. Forward, would you like try change and like you know improve and whatnot?
I feel like I'll try for like the first 3 weeks. And then eventually just dip into the same shit, like same
routine. You're gonna keep coming into the same issue then, huh?
Wow.
I know. Wait, hold on. I've been listening to this for time, yeah? When did you, man, turn into like relationship counselors?
Hey, what's up?
You love it.
Multifaceted, bro. Multifaceted, man.
Jeezy, I know about you, bro.
What's going on here? I'm the biggest lover on here. I'm the realest lover in here, fam. I'm a real lover,
man. Who's the realest lover?
It's me. I'm the realest lover, blood.
You just love my ass, bro.
Bro, you've been in love like 17 times. This guy's in love like 17 times, bro. Every six months.
I got a big heart. What can I say?
Allow me, oh, man.
I love the woman. The woman love me.
Hey, we're about to cross into a section, yeah, now. So this is in regards to, we got some questions on Patreon that we actually need to answer. Some of you guys have messaged us some like scenarios, just trying to see what, get our ideas around it. So, we're gonna make good on that. So please don't stop sending questions. Please do keep doing that. So let's begin, actually. Yeah, the first one, yeah. Did you not see that?
I'm not talking about the Omalaysia. I'm not doing that. We're not doing that.
Why?
No.
Why not, man?
I've put this one dilemma. Your girlfriend asks if your friend is single to hook him up with her friend, but he's not, do you say yes or no?
No, I say he's not single.
Yeah, you say he's not.
I'm saying he's not single. Would you lie for your boy to get some box?
Wait, now you're gonna have to repeat that because the way you're
no, your girlfriend's friend, yeah, is asking for your boy, asking if he's single, innit? But your girl's come to ask you, like, oh, my girl likes your guy, he single? Yeah. Do you say yes or no? But he's not single, obviously. He's got a girl though. But you know that nigga regularly cheats. You know that.
I'll be real. That's his situation. That's her situation.
Thing is, I'll say,
chat to him.
What I'll say is, cause it's my girl as well, and that's her friend.
Yeah,
that's someone I'm gonna be around quite regularly.
Yeah,
and if it's my boy, that's gonna be more likely gonna be around.
Yeah,
both of people. So I'm like, bro, I'm just telling the truth.
But it's easy, bro. It's too close to home.
It's too close to home.
I can't mess with that. It's too close to home.
Yeah. But I feel like she needs to take some accountability, and like if she wants to move to him, move. Like, get up and move, innit?
No, you just don't want to be blamed, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm here to watch it,
And that's okay.
But what a lot of girls do, they'll like send feeders at first, like ask her the friend, like, what's he saying? She actually looks real, bro. If a girl's, I'm like, yo, tell her I'm a legend, bro. I'm telling her, bro, you ain't gonna tell her, like, no, I ain't feeling it. Just tell her, bro.
I've had some of my boys be like, they're single, and they told me, no, tell her I'm in a relationship.
You know, I skipped it real for me a couple times, bro. tell him I'm about to propose, bro.
I'm 3 years deep, bro.
Bro, I'm deep in this shit, bro. I do not want that, bro. I'm cool.
Bro, I said, no, I don't want to. Tell him, let me tell him I got
you. You know so crazy, yo?
Urgency.
Yeah, Chino keeps it so real. Keeps so real for me, but I'll be throwing him under the bus, bro.
All the time.
When is I'll be around you, I'll be like, yeah, he's down. He even said, yeah, we're going for you.
Bro, I can't do no crimes with my man because it's like, it's no real life crime.
Wait, what was the girl?
I'm gonna hold it.
The one that you were just like, all right, nah, tell her.
It's been a few years, but I'm not a fan.
Nah, what she look like though?
Huh?
What she look?
She's not my type.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not my type. Okay, I want to say this. One of them was
media trained.
One of them was, definitely not my type.
Okay.
One of them was a milk lady. I think one of them was a milk lady.
Oh yeah, one was a milk lady.
One of them was a milk lady. Yeah, he was.
And I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah, he didn't really take too kindly. Okay, he did. He just wasn't. He wasn't around. He wasn't on it at the time.
Wasn't on the right, you know.
Went on it at the time.
Oh my talents.
I said belly was full.
No, but literally there'll be times. Yeah, Chino might could be in a serious situation. Yeah, or it could be a girl that Chino had history with before come to me and be like, yeah, Chino still feels you. You know.
No, he's done that as well. He's done this as well. It's so unprovoked, bro.
Just
so unprovoked,
bro. Just to put a
it was like, so
unprovoked. How could you know finagle out this way now?
Because I didn't even know this conversation happened. This was like, I was with them and then I left.
Yeah.
I went home, none the wiser. I was home chilling, sleeping. Bro, I wake up to issues that week, you know? That week was problems for me, you know? Like, it was so unprovoked as well.
Yeah.
Because, no, it was unprovoked because she did not ask.
Yeah.
She didn't ask him. He just said it.
I popped it in my stomach. I kind of like put Barry's in her back.
For nothing. For nothing.
Thing is, yeah, you know what
it
is?
It's man like you, yeah, that just want to watch the world burn.
Burn!
Yeah, watch the world burn. I'm the type of person, burn. Yeah, how far can I just cause chaos? Yeah. How much chaos can I cause, bro?
Like,
you're puppeteering it.
Yeah,
like, to tell you how unprovoked this was, it wasn't like he was drunk, though. Like, he was sober.
I knew exactly what I was doing.
Stone cold sober, and he just done it. She didn't ask nothing.
You know what I do? It to test my abilities.
Allow me, man. Don't use me as a... Yeah. Allow me, man. Yeah, don't use me as a thing, bro.
My games are my abilities, bro. Like, it's actually, bro. Why'd you do it? To test my abilities, you know?
Guy use me as a soundboard. Nah, allow me, man. Allow me, man. Allow me, allow me.
How many things can I do? Just, you know, see what happens.
I don't...
You know, like, watch other people's lives. It's like a drama for me. Like EastEnders.
Yeah. I'll be doing that sometimes.
Ooh, in today's episode, how can Gino get out of this one?
You're creative with it, bro.
Hey,
man's
real.
Creating his own production.
I'm creating my own production. How can Gino get out of this one today?
Yeah.
Okay, go out of this one. Don't worry, we'll get him next time.
Do you remember?
You should kill a character off. He's not dying.
I had like a problematic time during uni. So I was only ever like with like, I only ever got with women that had, that were just struggling. Like, struggling. In life, a little bit, yeah. So yeah. Struggling, like mentally, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the cause? What's the common denominator?
Ludo. Ludo, yeah. Ludo would always like. Ludo was always add to stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Every single, and it's like not. It's not like these women were always like stable, bro. Sometimes okay. They're really going through it, and right. Ludo would come in and stir the pot, like yeah. For nothing, yeah. For no reason, and so much so they think he's their friend. That's what they think. So they go and complain about me to him.
I'm doing this for the plot.
They go, bro, he don't give a fuck, bro. He doesn't care about what this is. He just wants to enjoy it. So don't go and ask him for advice. Yeah. Sin. And he's there like, come on, man. Yeah. Do you know what? No, he definitely likes you. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you know what? Bro. Just because he's distant, go to his com. Mm-hmm. I'll be saying like, go to his com. Make your presence felt.
Okay.
Oh man, good times, man. Good times, man.
I've been, yeah, man. You know, why am I actually your friend? That's a good question.
Yeah, I feel like
that's a good question.
Puppeteering, man, for your own entertainment, bro.
Now that I think about it,
own entertainment, 100%.
Spot question: what's your white woman body count right now? On the spot, right now.
Body count.
Yeah.
White woman.
Yes, white woman body count right now.
White woman body count.
Yeah, right now.
Bro, I might just be top three, bro.
Wait, top three of what?
So, have you man got a scoreboard?
Yeah, we got a scoreboard.
You got a scoreboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, slap me like. Fifth.
How do you?
Know, bro.
How do you know where to put yourself?
I'll be real. I'm an avid listener, innit? I listen to what you man be saying.
He listens to it,
and I assess it, innit? And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, nah, hold on, wait. It's mixed race, brother. Yeah, definitely. He's like top three, top two.
He's gone on holiday with 9 other white lads. He's around a lot of white people in general. Yeah. Come on, bro.
That makes sense.
It's token black man, bro.
So if you had to give like a
Jamaican, I'm naturally like.
Are you gonna say naturally what?
Biologically predisposed to liking these women. Bro.
Oh!
Biologically predisposed to liking them.
If you
can't fight it, it's in my DNA. Genetics. You got Alzheimer's. You have Alzheimer's in your family. I got milkman.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
I'll say the realness though. Yeah, like body count wise.
Percentage.
What's the percentage though?
Can't be wife though.
What's the percentage of like your body count? That's like milk women. Yeah. What's the percentage of milk in your?
How long we got left?
Yeah, we got a sec, bro. You can't just wait out still. Yeah.
We got a hot minute, bruh.
What's the percentage, man? No, you've already accepted your
I say a solid 56. That's the number that comes.
56%?
I want to say 56.
That's very...
I want to say 56.
That's really accurate, bro.
Yeah, that's really
accurate.
I don't even know how you get to 56.
No one eyeballs 56%.
You need to just round it up.
Yeah. I'm going to say, yeah.
You know, that's good. Let's get 56, bro.
What?
Bro, being that specific is crazy.
It's nuts. What's 56% as a fraction? Tell me right now.
Maybe like the mixed race ones, isn't it?
Let's not get to technicalities, please. Fractions, bro. That's my strong point.
We're talking about 56%. You ever eyeballed 56% of anything?
It was the first figure that came
up.
Wait. Uno reverse card. What's yours?
We don't ask questions.
Yeah.
We
ask questions. Hey,
Wallah.
Sorry, bro. Yeah. Sorry,
run this shit.
Sorry, my bro. This is death row, my bro. Sorry, my bro.
For fuck's sake, man.
This is death row, my bro. Sorry.
The inmates run the asylum.
What the fuck?
No, my watch.
Can't let the apes out.
Come on.
Oh my God.
Cool question. Fair enough. Hybrid working, yeah, or 4 days working, but in office all days.
Like, what do you do now, actually? What do you do now?
So I work.
Don't, you have to say the company, not say the company.
Oh yeah, of course. I'll
say the company. All right. So basically, I work in post production, and we service like some of like the bigger TV donnies, whatever. I'm basically like a short form edit assistant, okay. So like supervisor ish in it. So always it is just like we got like 12 edit suites, 12 editors, whatever. They whip up like content, short form like trailers that go out on Insta, Snapchat, blah blah. And I just kind of like make it happen, like technically. So not production, but post in it. So yeah, that's what I do, bro. And it's just staring at the computer, it's fucking 8 hours a day, bro. That's all it is.
All jobs at this point in the office, staring at the computer 8 hours a day.
Yeah, bro. We use like Premiere Pro, Resolve, I think that's what Alex uses. And then all those systems, Avid, whatever.
Are you in every day?
Am I in every day?
Office, in the office every single day. So it's on
site. 5 days a week?
Yeah.
Your slavery ended years ago,
Mums.
I know.
Every single day?
Yeah. And it's surrounded, like, I think I'm probably like 1% of black people in there, bro. I promise you. It's probably two,
most workplaces are like,
yeah, bro.
That's my thing. Okay. You know, you're remote in it, but you come like once a month, innit?
No, once a week now, you know. They changed it. Oh, they slimed you.
You know what they're doing, yeah? They're bringing it back up because they know, like, people, obviously, the way the job market is, also in a recession now as well. And there's been a lot of layoffs. So people can't be as picky as they want. Like, all right, cool, you're going back to the office? Let me go find a new job. Now it's hard to find a new job. Like, we got you now.
Yeah, we caught you now. Kind of situation, bro. I could talk about this thing, but by there, man. But this thing's been jarring me as well. But doesn't matter anyway.
The thing is, I'd rather stick to hybrid. Obviously, I'm hybrid right now. I'd rather stick to hybrid, man.
Easily.
Doing 4 days. Obviously, you get three-day weekend, but...
Nah, fuck it.
Yeah, because the thing is, when you're at yard too long, it feels like prison. Like you feel mad, like you feel you're going insane.
Yeah, I can't do remote.
So I need to. Yeah, you need to.
Obviously, for the past like 2 weeks now, so because I fractured my foot. I've been at home. I've been bored as hell, though, man.
Yeah,
breaking up, but going to the office like two, three times a week.
I can't
do a fully remote role, you know.
It depends where you are. If I lived at home, I couldn't. But obviously now I live alone, innit? It's easy for me now. I could do remote easy.
But you.
It's because I live alone, innit?
When did you move in, though? Have you been living by yourself?
Year and a half, maybe. Year and a half, maybe. Coming up to 2 years, actually, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay, calm.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I can do full. Even, like, being at home, literally just... Because, obviously, like, even though... Well, also, we don't care, but sometimes you need, like, human interaction, innit? Like, face or whatnot. Mm. It's just, like, breaking up the cycle. Obviously, you don't want think your home place end up thinking mentally it becomes your home, your work place.
Trust. Ain't
nothing worse. You got to separate, innit?
Because that's the thing, yeah.
Ain't nothing worse than getting a trim. And you're working 4 days at a yard and you're like, it's dying still. Each day goes past, you see your hair growing, bro. And you're like, ain't no bitches gonna see.
Well, I'm angry, bro.
Do you know what? But this is what I mean, though. I'm a really, like, I don't even like talking to people that much, to be honest.
Really?
Not really.
I hear that saying, but sometimes you've got to, be outside, do the trek, the commute, all that.
Every so often,
That's what's more for, isn't it.
But how long do you reckon you could just be inside for? Because I'll give you an indication for how long I can do it for.
How long?
Let me just say first, lockdown, I absolutely loved it. It was great. It's great for me. I never left my house.
Lockdown,
not really.
The first.
Yeah.
The first 2 months after that, I started going crazy, bro. I didn't need the house, bro. Just the exercise, playing football and all that, man.
Yeah, to be fair, man. But like, you could easily not see me for a month.
Were you one of them Discord, like, just link up with the boys on Discord?
No. Some shit? No, not really.
Straight up, just...
I lived with one person in the house, though, fair enough. So that probably did help, innit? Okay. I lived with one of my guys. So, but even then, I stayed in my room all the time. You could easily go a month without seeing me.
Like, you have mini concerts in your room as well, innit?
Bro,
because
I'm insane. I'm a mad person, bro. I'm a mad person, fam. I'm a mad human being, fam.
Man in the mirror, like...
I can't do another lockdown, man. After a while, bro, it got tiring being at home all the time, bro.
Because
let me just see people. Bro, you want to play football? You want to do.
Every so often, you want to do something, innit? Like, you want to do something.
Fucking hell, bro. Just being in the crib, 24s. Bro, I'm not getting through it, bro.
But I would think, though, man. I don't.
You want to, what's the word? Something you want a female's touch, bro. You know.
That's true. You know what? You're right.
Unless you live with a girl, like a girl you're seeing, then
Actually, don't do
then,
that.
Even then,
don't do that.
You probably like, end up getting tired of each other as well.
End up, you might.
That happens to a lot of people, you know.
You'd lose your mind way quicker than you just being alone by yourself, you know. You'd lose your mind way faster if you lived with a woman and you just had, you had to stay in this house. Bro, you'd lose your mind way quicker.
Yeah, that's partially why me and this girl just didn't work, bro.
It's a lot. Living with someone.
Like, for weeks. Not even 2 weeks, bro. It's like a month. Like, just me and you in this confined space.
Yeah.
And it's like,
she wanna kill you after a while, bro.
Broski.
Yeah.
You lot are good. You're just gonna naturally like step on each other's toes, bro. Yeah, naturally. Real. Naturally.
Yeah, it
that's what happens like, during lockdown as well. I have a lot of relationships broke down or they got stronger because of it. Because that's the first time, obviously, a lot of people moved in together. Or I thought, bro, I finally moved with this person. I hate living with this person.
Yeah.
She's gotta end.
It's either that, either you go out in a blaze of glory or she gets pregnant, bro. It's one of them two, man. It's one of them two things that happen.
Land, dog.
That's even worse, bro.
Worse, bro. Now you gotta deal with a pregnant mad woman.
That's another thing, bro. Yeah. But it's no like, I've done that. But I've done that though. Not that. Not that. Not that.
You claim your kids?
Not that Cheeksy. One. Not that one. Not that one. But I've done, no, I'm saying I've lived with my partner before and it was just like, okay. Fam, it's tough, man. Even when you like the person, it's tough, bro.
Yeah. Bro, need time to yourself, fam. You should always occupy it, innit? It's your time, her time, our time, innit?
But it becomes our time.
Yeah! That's what I was going to say. The thing is, what you say, it makes sense. But not to them.
Yeah.
So this is what happened back then, yeah. So happened back then. Before I knew it, I didn't even realize I was doing this, yeah. But any time, but like, she'll be like, oh, babe, we need something from the store, yeah. Oh, I'll be like, oh, okay, I'm going to go get it. Or something from town, I'm going to go get it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, why do you never like let me come with you?
Leave me alone.
she was like, trying to get away from me. I was like, oh, I didn't even realize.
You said the realness. I remember I was getting shocked.
Yeah.
And she was like, let me come. And I was like, no. I wasn't even listening to music the whole journey. I was like, just get out my yard. I'm like, just go. Like, fucking, you're spending double the money on her and you as well. And for a whole month. And you're like, and she.
And also, bruh, I think as well, yeah. Sometimes, by yourself, you're like, ah,
it's like therapy, I don't eat
dog. Too much.
Yeah.
But girl,
bro! Because all of a sudden, she wants a full meal and a wrap on the side. Okay, say less, man.
Yeah. She's like, literally, stay here. Or, for example, like, if you have a girl, right, usually, like, you're staying together at her place, yeah. Usually, if you're going through the water by yourself, you might walk there. But when you have a girl, you got to get Uber because you might complain about walking. You don't mind walking 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm paying for that as well.
Yeah.
At the end of it, because you're so used to each other, you don't even having sex as much as you once did as well.
That's another thing, bro. That's another thing, man. It's because you don't get a chance to miss the person, bro. Like, if this is what I say all the time, bro.
See when you live by yourself, yeah, you just be monologuing to yourself and
mums
practicing like, nah, see, this is why it wasn't working. What you said there was the realness. Yeah. What you said there was the
You gotta give me time
bro.
To you gotta give
time
me time
to miss,
to
each
miss
other,
you, bro, man. Like being in each other's space all the time, yeah. I ain't done that since I was living at my with all my siblings in one room.
Yeah,
like, do you know what I mean? So it's not even like it's the worst thing, but it's like let's outline like our time as well, right, apart, and then obviously we come and spend time together, but time by ourselves.
But then you think about it as well, how are we going to get over this feeling if you actually want to get some serious with someone and get married and all that shit?
No, because I don't think it's something you need to remove. You just need to lessen it, right? You just need to get to a point where you're comfortable spending a good amount of time with your partner, but it doesn't negate the fact that you need time on your own. That doesn't negate that.
And that's how relationships work. Like if I assess my parents' relationship now, they've been married like, 16, 17 years. Mm. My mom spends most of her time upstairs. My stepdad spends most of his time like downstairs.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? And then they'll come together when it's like dinner time, blah, blah, blah. It is literally that you need space and you need time alone just to just cool off and do whatever. But when you got a girl that's like on you 24s and you know, you're with her, I remember saying to her like, I've been with you all day. I just want 10 minutes on my phone.
Mom! Oh!
I just want 10 minutes on my phone.
The group chat's going off and I love it. Oh,
I'm all texting, smiling, and she's just there staring at me, like waiting for me to get off. And I was
should I go then? That would be great.
That would be great if you could.
Busy here.
I would have told you, but yeah.
That's true. Sometimes you need a couple minutes to solve it, but you know, let me just get. You want to keep just saying what's
going
on? Yeah, man. They say that as a slight, like,
And when you're in a relationship, that's when the group chats be
popping.
That's when they're the funniest, bro.
You want to jump and laugh? Like,
do you know how many times I was in a relationship and I come on Twitter and you lot are going off and I can't say that? I just can't be there in the corner like this.
I can't even laugh too loud.
Like, what's funny? I want to see
nothing.
You're going to get it, bro.
Nothing.
I just turned away.
Nothing. Nah, bro.
You know what you do after the door? Okay, then they go on their phone, got quiet again. Oh, you on your phone, so I thought I should go on my phone as well.
Yeah, but when she goes on her phone, you get vexed.
Yeah.
Nah. Who's entertaining you like that? Who's making you laugh?
Moms, listen.
No, but when they go from the energy goes down, the mood of the room, it feels like gloomy now.
Yeah.
Puffing and pop, but you don't feel laughing.
Because she's doing it out of like, because you're not out of spite. Back at you.
But you're just laughing quickly, a quick joke, and feel, ha ha ha. You just come back to you, like, you know, but she's like, Jesus, that's a slight, okay. Let me go on the phone now. But you can tell someone they turn away, but the energy's off.
It's different. I hate that, bro. I can't bother to deal with that, bro.
Stop doing it. It's
different, bro.
You want to pay attention to me? Oh, here we go.
Are you a child, bro? I've got to pay attention to you all the time. Like, come on, you can't keep yourself busy.
See, that's why bringing it back to what we were saying earlier. That's why I don't know when we were saying, I don't know if it was on the pod or outside, but like, I can't, me as a 28-year-old man, I can't date 23, like, I can't date a 23-year-old. You get what I'm saying?
I hear that.
That's when it becomes like looking after a child.
I see what you mean.
And a lot happens in those 5 years. 100%. Like maturity wise. Like,
different stages of life.
Your mind, man. You go through a lot within those 5 years. So I don't know, man.
It's true, though, man.
I see it as true. I see it as well. Like, literally, different stages of life. And literally, I've seen people, like, say, someone who's 28, the girl's like 24, right? Random, right? Fucking E28, the girl's 24. The girl, she just wants to be outside. She wants to lock in and, you know, settle down. Bro, you're a different stage of life, bro. Let her be, bro. Because when you was 24, you didn't want to settle down.
I didn't want to get locked
down. You didn't lock down, so you understand. You go find someone.
I wasn't trying to hear the same thing you do.
You want a mortgage, you want to find a girl that wants to do that, bro.
Yeah.
That's why literally, you got to be my age and things.
Because girls
my age, you got to, like, baby in a bit. That's why I think even girls our age, you got a baby a bit. Like,
yeah,
having
man.
Having a girlfriend, let's be real, like taking care of someone.
Bro.
So imagine having to take someone even like younger than you, like mentally in that stage role. Like, nah, man, I ain't got the patience for that, man.
I ain't got the patience for people my age, let alone that. No, mums, it's a lot, bro. It's a lot, man. I was going to say something off the back of this, but now I've forgotten now. You lot just made me laugh a lot, bro.
I was going to say, she might be 23 and she might be like, you know, whatever age, but like it's mentality at the end of the day.
Yeah.
A girl that age would still think like an 18-year-old or like a 19-year-old, you know what I mean? And like, bro, you're still young. Like, your priorities are not straight whatsoever.
And realistically, they shouldn't be because you're still, you know, like they say, your brain not fully developed till you're 25 as well.
Right, your brain's not fully developed.
Frontal lobe. So you're not even fully developed yet. So you do over there, bro. Me.
This is why
my girls were my age.
I'm on the high intellecting.
If someone came up to you and they have you, whenever they come up to me and be like, what kind of woman are you looking for? What's the top thing that you're looking for? A woman that has a life. A woman that has a life. I need a woman that has a hobby. Yeah. I need you to have friends. Yeah. I need you to have something that you do that keeps you busy.
The friend thing's a bit hit and miss because once they get with you, they start falling out with all their friends.
No, but that's why you need a good group of friends. Because why is that? What happens all the time? They forget they had friends.
Yeah, women forget.
They get with you now, they just forget all of a sudden.
I didn't forget. Yeah. We didn't forget we had friends. Why did you forget?
I don't know.
You know what it is though, right? I just accept it. It's because the man them are lit. Like, we're just lit. They just accepted. They've realized that their squad, their whole batch of group girls or whatever, all they talk about is flipping eyelash and do I look good in this? Do I look good in that? Us, man, bruv, first time meeting you, man, we chatted about
everything.
Bare shit.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in therapy right now.
When a girl meets
that same energy, bro, they get comfortable and like,
Yeah, but literally find a girl that has a life.
Finding a girl that has a life, man. I want to find a girl that like goes gym, like, active, you know what I'm saying?
You have a routine, bro. You got a routine.
We're just adulting, bro.
Because I'm a very busy person a lot of time, man. And it just makes me feel sad that I can't even give you that attention.
Because there's nothing as well, yeah.
And you're just there looking at me all the time.
Or literally, the highlight of your day is waiting for me to respond and that.
Bruv.
Or some days when I can't be asked and that you're feeling away. But if you was as busy as I was, you'd be tired too.
In fact, go and be busy like me. Let's make this money. No. Let's make this bread in it. Go and be busy like me.
I dare you to be busy.
Yeah. Let's go and be busy.
I double dare you.
I dare you to be busy.
Shout out the busy woman, man.
Hey, shout out you lot, man. Shout out you lot.
Shout out all the busy women
as well. Yeah, like they take every moment they have with you that much more things as well. Cause they they're busy as well.
See, that's another reason why. Oh, how much time?
No,
that's another reason why relationships in like marriages work as well. Because like, think about it, that time apart that you're asking for, bro. Both of you are working. You're living your own life. Yeah, and then, you know what I mean? You come together and that's now our time, so.
Exactly.
But then again, yeah, but then man, again also, be compared to like back in the days, yeah. Say when a man went out to work, yeah, and a woman stayed home and house, yeah, because your phone's a thing up, the guy and the wife won't interact until the guy gets back from work. So hours, they've had time to build up to miss each other. But now, with phones, when you talk to a girl, when you're seeing someone, even at your work, you still speak, mention them.
Yeah.
So it's still kind of blurred in that aspect.
But then you got the dark side, innit? Like, girls are coming home from work, and then their man comes home from work. A man's all drunk.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's those things.
Forget them. Forget them, man. Forget them, man.
Yeah, them man. I don't know. You know what I mean? People in them relationships for their own circumstances and their own reasons.
We'll talk about healthy relationships, don't we?
Yeah, facts.
Talking
though,
healthy relationships. Shout out everybody that's you know what I mean, looking after themselves
in healthy relationships.
In a healthy relationship and like. You got a life.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? That's what's probably, well, find a girl that has a life,
bro. Women, because man always think I'm joking. I'm not.
You're talking facts.
That's probably like the most important thing now.
Bro,
Important thing now.
Be a functioning member of society. Do something. Do something, innit? Like, do something that takes up your time in a day. Let's miss each other, come back, and whatever. Like, let's actually have time apart.
And thanks, talk about as well. What did you?
Exactly. Like,
are you the type of person to like listen to your missus just complain about like office life all the time?
Yeah, even though she's in the wrong.
That's gonna become a norm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, to get something off.
But sometimes like, you know you're wrong, right? I let her know you're wrong.
You tell her you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Lulo's favorite pastime is disappointing women every single time. Hey. Like, it wants to disappoint them.
Life is disappointing, bitch. You think I'm pretty charming?
No. I'm gonna tell you the real. I'm telling you the truth.
Right, no. You was wrong. Why? In fact, let me call Sally from work for my account tomorrow.
Mom, Charlene had you.
I'm at your back. I got your back, Charlene.
Yo.
But yeah, man, another great episode, man. I don't know what number it is, but thank you for tuning in, man. Thank you, Tion, for coming through. This was great, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
Don't forget to use the hashtag ALTPod. Connect with us. Also, there's questions as well. Subscribe to the Patreon. Subscribe to YouTube. Follow our socials. You got socials?
Instagram, sugar.clay. And that's all I use, really.
Lovely stuff. Over and out, guys. Peace.
Over and out.
Peace.